as part of the whole announcement of the resurrection to the world. Today's readings turn us to the role and the place of the laity, and how the Church's mission and the annunciation, the announcement of the resurrection, starts with lay people. We have in our first reading the rulers and the elders and the scribes, astonished at the assurance shown by Peter and John, considering they were uneducated laymen. The irony, of course, is that these same uneducated laymen, Peter and John, are among the group of disciples who, at the resurrection itself, will not believe Mary of Magdala, as Mark's Gospel tells us in today's Gospel, nor will they believe the two disciples whom Jesus encountered on the way, an account which has been expanded by Luke and which we heard earlier this week of Easter week and the Easter octave. But really the focus of today's reading of proclaiming the good news to all creation tells us in a most fundamental way that that proclamation of the good news belongs to the laity, belongs to the people who are the Church to others, to our neighbours who might be anything, Buddhist, Muslim, Hindu, Jewish, or even of no particular faith at all, or even hostile to the faith. That it is the Church as a whole, the clergy, the religious, the laity, not in any particular order of rank or dignity, but it is the Church as a whole, which announces the good news of the resurrection to the world, which announces the reality and the presence of Christ to the whole world. So today, in a special way, is the celebration of the whole Church at the resurrection, the celebration of the whole Church working in unity and harmony to announce the resurrection, to be ministers and witnesses of the resurrection of Jesus to the world. And certainly, as so many of you are in North America, maybe listening to these particular contributions from the World Church to contemplate and to enrich preaching. As Benedict XVI makes ready his trip to the United States, it certainly seems that right in the front of his agenda, if the words of the Secretary of State to the Knights of Columbus are anything to go by, that this mission of the laity as announcers of good news, as bringers of good news, to the secularizing and maybe even questioning society, is the main gift of the Church in the modern world. That we need not worry so much about secularization and its impact on the Church and the numbers that we have. What we need to deepen ourselves in, and what today's readings call us to, is to deepen ourselves in this good news, in this experience of the resurrected Christ, which certainly to us as Catholic faithful come with every encounter, with every sacrament, and with every Eucharist, where we are deepened, and where others do not believe us about the resurrection and about what we announce, we simply must not be concerned. That we have to preach, as St. Paul would later say, in season and out of season. Preach not only by our words and by our conviction, but by lives, lives aligned to the truth and the presence of Christ. The first great outreach of the good news of the resurrection, as we hear in the Acts of the Apostles, are in the hands of uneducated laymen who astonish the clergy, who astonish the religious professionals with their contact and their presence with God in Christ. And so we together as the people of God can astonish the world. An educated people summing up all sorts of conclusions about dwindling numbers and this, that and the other thing. We are not simply as church a sociological phenomenon. We are the announcers of good news. Those educated and uneducated, those lay, clerical, and those who are religious. Together, we bring the healing to the crippled and the good news to all of creation.